beneath his face there is more, there is more. There is more that I require of thee.
Don't you wanna give it? The devil talks to you with a back, back, go, go. I wish somebody would shout hallelujah. I wish somebody would shout. I wish somebody would shout. I wish somebody would shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say yes to the Lord. Say yes to the Lord. Oh, yes. I feel anointed. I feel a strength to the in this place. Hallelujah. 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 I feel a strength and anointed. Oh, yeah, baba, pass under the ocean. Under the other, baba, pusha. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, sir. He's worthy to be praised. 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 You see, they brought me all the way from Nassau and Tampa. There was a revival going on in Miami, Florida, and Jesus, the light of the world, Powerhouse International Master. And when I hear revival, I think about my mother, of course, it's a time for the saints to be edified. It's a time for the saints to be restored. Oh, I wish I had somebody to keep an empty cup tonight that came to be filled. Hallelujah. 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 You see, I just wish that there's two crazy folks that came with this fire that I came with to support God in spite of what I've been through, in spite of what I had to go through to get here. Now that I hear, now that the devil allowed me to come this far, now I am here. What am I going to do? I will bless the Lord at all times and places. Hallelujah. 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 I see it letting me feel like I feel. I am a question, but it ain't this way. You better see it in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when I hear about revival, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me know what revival is. Hallelujah. It is the outpouring of God's anointing upon his people. Hallelujah. Y'all are with me here. And I believe any time that you're about to receive something, hallelujah, you gotta come into the house with the spirit of expectation that you're gonna receive. Hallelujah. Whatever you believe in God, I can get no help up in here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But hallelujah. I bring you home greetings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From this dynamic team that is traveling with me. Hallelujah. Who am I from in August of this year? Hallelujah. It's about 15 of us in a group. Hallelujah. Amen. Two of us supposed to be here. Glory to God. But I came ahead and I don't know what happened when I see them today. Amen. But to God be the glory. Great things. He is still doing what he is about to do. Hallelujah. Come on, I honor the woman of God of this house. Apostle Karen Proctor. Come on, give the woman of God a standing ovation tonight. God's woman. God's little for this house. Amen. For granting us this privilege. And I was privileged for her to travel with us. For her to travel with us. Hallelujah. To Andres, glory to God, and the Lord moved by his power, and the woman of God preached and speak some prophetic words in the life of Andres. Hallelujah. So indeed, she is a part of us. Amen. So Jesus, the light of the world, powerhouse ministry. Amen. We come to declare tonight that you are sharing her with us. Amen. Glory to God. And if you just allow us to take all of the pie, then we will take all of the pie. And just leave you out the picture. But amen, glory to God. We willing to share. Amen. Glory to God. But tonight, amen, glory to God. We have on our t-shirts tonight. Hallelujah. We want to present to her. Amen. Glory to God. We want to call out this time Apostle Karen Proctor. Amen. She traveled with us on our first mission to Andrus. And now we're here and we want to be a blessing. That she know that this is symbolic. That she is a part of us. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give him some praise. Come on, give him some praise. I honor God to the man, the woman of God in this house. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For Pastor Claude Cinderard. Amen. Come on, give him a bit of a, give the man of God a standing ovation. Amen. The pastor of Chicken Pepper's International Deliverance Ministry on 22nd Avenue. Amen. And I see him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My good friend and brother, Elder Patrick Nari and Elder Marisol Nari. It's a blessing to have you guys here tonight in the church that is visiting. It's indeed a blessing just to be here. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Shakara was supposed to introduce our team tonight, but I guess she gets so carried away in front of it.
Yes, yes.
Amen. But tomorrow night, amen. They have a special intro to introduce this to you, and I know it's, so I can't touch it, amen?
Amen.
So I'll leave that for her tomorrow night to introduce this dynamic team to you guys. But I come tonight to declare the word of God to you.
Amen.
And truly there is word from the Lord.
Amen.
These two nights we're moving under the team. Hallelujah. You don't know the cause of my praise. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't know the cause of my praise. Alright, I need somebody didn't believe you. No, they didn't believe you. Look at them with an attitude and say, you don't know the cause. You don't know the cause. You can't talk with attitude. You just don't know the cause.
You just don't know the cause.
Hallelujah. Of my praise.
Of my praise.
That's what I'm talking about. Give God a clap and a praise. Hallelujah. I know there is word from the Lord. I won't keep you long, amen. I'm here, I think about four nights, three nights, right? Amen. But to God be the glory. Amen. He had anointed me. Amen. To preach this gospel. When I said, like Isaiah, hear my Lord, send me. But I didn't know what all was coming with the pastor. Amen. Ah, Jesus. Glory to God. But let's take your Bibles and turn with me to Luke chapter 7, verse 36. We're going to start reading from. Hallelujah. The scripture was reading, you're hearing. Amen. Could I take my time tonight?
Yeah.
But if I just go a little beyond your expectation, it wasn't me. It was he that lived in me. Amen.
Amen.
St. Luke chapter 7 and verse 36 and verse 37. And it reads, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster box of ointment. And I tell you for the night, you don't know the cause of my praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us take a minute and look at the Pharisees. See, a lot of times we read this scripture and we miss the significant part about the Pharisees in this scripture. I ain't getting no help from here. The Pharisees were self-righteous people. They were not pastors. They were not priests. They were lay leaders who were stuffed with self-religious pride. Look at your neighbor and say, beware of that self-righteous spirit. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, beware of that self-righteous spirit, that self unrighteous spirit is trying to creep into the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might say, preacher, what do you mean, hallelujah, by hallelujah when you say self-righteous? Hallelujah. And I went into the study and I looked at self-righteous, and when I came out with these meetings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just hope we can get no self-righteous people up in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Self-righteous meaning when you are showing a conviction of being morally superior. Oh, glory to God. Or more righteous than any other believer. I can get no help with you. When you are overconfident, when you have overestimated yourself, hallelujah, when you have lack of genuine love for your brothers, hallelujah, all of these explains self-righteousness. I want you to follow me, and I want you to get this word in your spirit. When, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, the Pharisees saw the woman, hallelujah, glory to God, this spirit, hallelujah, this self-righteous spirit kick in. Hallelujah. And one thing I know with self-righteous folks, they're always looking for somebody to blame for their problems. I ain't getting no help in here. The Pharisees had this problem where they would maximize everybody else's problems, faults and problems, and minimize their own problems. Any of you know any of them folks up in here? Hallelujah. They were experts. Hallelujah. 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 Looking at everybody else's sin. Oh, I ain't getting no help. That's why Jesus always tell them that, look here, the sin man will enter into the kingdom before you. I ain't getting nobody to say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to preach in a while, but I just need to drop this word in your spirit so you can understand, hallelujah, where I'm coming from. In verse 38 and verse 39, it says, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth, for she is a sinner. Come on, somebody. See, people didn't understand, and the Pharisees didn't understand. I just believe that the woman just appreciated God just a little bit more than them. Y'all need to help me up again. I believe this woman was just a little bit more desperate, hallelujah, than these Pharisees. I believe she was just a little bit more grateful, hallelujah, than they was. I believe, hallelujah, glory to God, she just wanted to show Jesus a sign of appreciation, hallelujah, of what he had done for her. I believe that this woman, hallelujah, glory to God, she didn't have an invitation. I believe that she wasn't even dressed in the attire of Apostle Proctor that they expected her to come in. Hallelujah. I believe she just didn't care about who was around her. Hallelujah. She just needed, hallelujah, just to have an encounter with Jesus. And hallelujah. Some of you know sometimes you will have some people around you and they just wouldn't understand when you start to express yourself to the Lord. Understand, because you see, hallelujah, they don't know where God brought you from. Hallelujah. You see, hallelujah, and this is what was happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God with the Pharisees. Hallelujah. And the woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God that anointed Jesus' feet. But glory to God, I believe, hallelujah, this woman just began to do it. Like what the songwriter say, as I look back over my life, and I see where God has brought me from. My soul cry out, hallelujah, look where he brought me from. I believe when this woman looked at the Pharisees, she looked at them God Almighty, 40. I want to draw a point to you. Let's hear what Brother Mark is saying in the same case. Now all the Gospels have an interpretation of the story. But let's hear what in Mark chapter 14. Let's hear what Brother Mark has to say. Mark chapter 14 and verse 3 and verse 5. You can follow me as I read. It says, this is Mark interpretation now. Watch how different it is from Luke. He said, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat and beat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment or spikenard, very precious. She break the box and pour it on his head. I don't know how many of you feel that word is here tonight. And she said in verse 4, and there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this wasted of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Come on, somebody shall praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark said, she prayed the box, and there were some people, glory to God, who had an attitude towards how many, hallelujah, how many of them, when you start to express yourself to the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, sometimes there will be some people, they don't understand, hallelujah, glory to God, where you're going, and where the Lord has brought you from. But we have, hallelujah, to get the attitude of this woman. She just didn't care about who was around her. She just didn't care. She just didn't let nobody stop her praise. But this woman had an assignment, hallelujah, from God. Hallelujah, at this very hour. Glory to God. How many of you know in the book of Luke, the Bible records, hallelujah, that there was a creditor, glory to God, that talked about, hallelujah, that Jesus told the Pharisees, now look here, if this man over here had one sin, and this woman over here had 10,000 sin, which one you think will appreciate me more? And the Pharisees said, the one that you forgive the most, that's the one that will appreciate you more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't getting up. Y'all ain't even pray with me here. But I believe, Apostle Proctor, there's coming a time God is going to send forth his spirit into the streets. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to save the alcoholics. He's going to save the shopkeepers. He's going to save the prostitutes. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me up here. And you know what they're coming to do? They're coming in the house of God and they're going to take your position. Because why are you joking? Man, you were ready for this. You were ready for what God is about to do. You see, you come to church. You come with one dry, hallelujah. You come with one dry, praise the Lord. Like you come to praise God. But you see, when these people look back over their life and see where God brought them from, when they come into the doors, they come and see it. They come and hang out of a gossip. And they come and speak in the tongues. Glory to God. Because they know what the Lord has done. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.